B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey!
Hey, everybody, look at this. It's Tony D'Amico. Happy Valentine's Day, Tony.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and all of your great listeners.
Oh, that is fantastic. You sound in good spirits.
That's odd.
Last time I talked to you, you just sounded like hell.
You say.
Yeah, but you sound okay now.
Yeah.
You don't have a little sweetheart, do you, that you're doing something for Valentine's Day for? A little sweetheart, a little thing you're smitten on?
Well, Stan, you know my recent romantic history. I don't get sweethearts anymore. I get what I like to call sweet tarts. Back in the 90s, I used to call them Scooby Snacks.
Wait, you were married back in the 90s. Sheila was alive.
She was an ogre. like a bridge troll.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. And then after she passed away, I know for a while you had college interns working at the restaurant that you started dating.
Well, that's when I got all messed up on the drugs.
I know that. I know that. And that didn't help the ticker any. Well, what's the deal, Tony? Why are you calling in today?
Oh, just to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and invite you to come out, you and your lovely wife, and have a lovely Valentine's meal. On me.
Well, at your place, you're doing Valentine's?
Stan, from the first time I met you, one of the first things I ever said to you was, you come into my place, you don't pay for nothing.
I know, and I gave you a lot of free radio plugs for that, too, that I got into trouble for. And then pretty soon that stopped because I refused to walk into that place. And then you just kept calling.
You know what? One case of E. coli, and I'm damned forever.
You know what? You were selling bad food. Look, I thank you for the offer. I know restaurants are packed for tonight.
That's true. It's going to be hard to get a table tonight virtually anywhere on the Cape. We're the only restaurant walk-ins welcome, browsers adored. What?
Walk-ins welcome. I mean, you should have people already now starting to come into your restaurant, starting to sit down and have a meal and stuff. I mean, walk-ins.
You know what? A lot of these places, you got to have reservations. They stop you at the door. I go a step further. Not only do I accept walk-ins, but I encourage people, come on in and take a whiff.
Tony, seriously, I want to drop. Are you open for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. And you know, Stan, I'm getting up there in years.
Yes, you are. I've done the math.
And I know that you love Timmy as much as I do.
Oh, well, Timmy's been with you a while. I mean, he's had a lot of hurdles to cross in life with
I think of him like a real-life Peter Pan. He'll always be a boy.
Well, that's what it was. I can't believe you're entrusted with him. But so Timmy's going to be there.
Of course I keep an eye on him, but I told him he could design the menu and do all the decorations for Valentine's Day. So this is his baby. He's very excited about it.
Does he have a little Valentine sweetheart?
Stan. He doesn't understand. Now, he likes the idea of, I have a girlfriend. Uh-huh. You know what I mean.
Yeah. And he probably made a homemade card.
Yeah. And unless she's like him, she's going to expect things that he doesn't understand. Worse,
I understand.
The worst of it is he's been so excited about the Valentine's. He's doing the direct decorations, and he's making up homemade Valentine's cards.
Ah, there we go. What's the place look like? What kind of decorations?
Well, he wanted a bunch of construction paper and a lot of paste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got some glue, too, but he likes the paste.
He doesn't need it.
where it's got, you know, the applicator built in when you unscrew it. He likes that.
Don't let him eat it.
And we got red, Playpool.
What color?
Pink. Red, Playpool, pink.
Okay.
And maybe some others, you know, all of the same spectrum of the colors.
All right. And so,
and then he got his safety scissors and his paste and a bunch of magic markers. He likes to smell those while he's got the paste.
And what's he writing on them?
I saw a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
And most of them say, I love you, be my Valentine. But the problem is he's been handing these out all week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand he's always going to have the mind of a child, okay?
Right, I understand, but he helps you.
But he's a big strapping guy. And so over the course of this week, everybody that comes in, according to him, deserves a Valentine. And you've got to think about his point of reference. His point of reference, think about, like, second grade, when you can't just give Valentine's just to the Goyles.
Got to give them to everybody.
And that's his policy. And people get the wrong idea.
Oh, so he goes up to a guy and gives him a Valentine's, and he's a big strapping guy, and they don't know.
And the guy thinks he's being hit on. He doesn't understand.
That's
it's like you're talking to a second grader.
Yeah, that's not good for business, Tony.
No, it's very bad, too, and then it makes for some awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of him in general, but this
good.
Is a special day for him because I give him run of the place, top to bottom. Timmy, you've been around me a long time. This is your baby.
All right, so no reservations. Walk right in. It's all decorated up. How many people you got in the restaurant now?
Well, it's what I like to call the calm before the storm.
Yeah, all right. Will you tell us what's on the menu then? If somebody is looking for a place to go, they can't get in anywhere else. Your place real easy to get in.
Well,
what's on the menu?
Well, you're right. You're not going to get these anywhere else, you know?
You're not going to get this meal. So it's a set Valentine's Day meal.
Yeah, because, you know, with the Valentine's rush, we got to simplify the menu and all that, and that's where Timmy comes in.
All right.
And I was almost brought a tear to my eye because when I told Timmy he could do this, you know the first thing he said to me?
What is he, Tony? What is it?
He said, thank you for giving me a chance.
Aww.
He goes, and I can't do it all on my own. Because, Tony, you know more about the restaurant business than I will ever know.
Well, that's true. That still ain't much, but that's true.
And he said, I don't want you to do it for me, but I need your advice,
okay.
Papa Tony.
Yeah, Papa Tony.
And I said, Timmy, really, this is the chance for you to spread your wings. He said, just give me one hint. And I said, Timmy, if I've learned nothing else in my years in the restaurant business, you can never go wrong with surf and turf.
Oh, absolutely. Best of both worlds right there. So is that what you're having at the restaurant tonight, Valentine's Day surf and turf dinner?
It's what we call Timmy's surf and turf.
Ah, what do they get?
Well, it's a two-course dinner.
Oh, two courses. Wow, extravagant.
Well, it's a little bit of luxury, but again, this is Timmy's call here. And
two
Timmy
courses.
Determined no salads available.
No salads.
Off the menu.
What do I get?
Well, you will get Timmy's Valentine special surf and turf.
I gather that. That's what I'm ordering. I want that special.
Well, first, you'll be served water.
Water. What if I want
a... coloring in it to make it look red.
What if I want a glass of wine or something?
Is it red?
Red wine.
Then you'll be fine.
Okay, I'd like a red wine instead of a glass of water colored red.
Well, that's mandatory.
All right, it's on the table.
And then you will be served a heaping bowl of our famous chowder, but remember, it's Valentine's, so it's got red food coloring in it that makes it turn kind of pink. Made me want a chow looking at it personally, but Timmy loves it.
All right, so a bowl of pink milkless chowder.
Yes.
Okay, that's course one.
Captain's wafers upon request only.
Okay, and that is the surf.
Well, no, that's just your appetite.
All right, that's course one.
Then, expertly plated and presented in a pleasing manner, your surf and turf, you will notice, I probably shouldn't give it away, but...
Well, you want people to go there and eat, don't you? Because most people drive right by you.
Your surf and turf will be heart-shaped. He got some molds.
Okay,
yeah,
molds.
I'm so proud of him.
What do you mean a mold for surf and turf?
Well, Timmy has got a vat of tuna casserole.
Oh, stop it!
And he's prepared several trays of his favorite meatloaf. And then he squashes them in these molds to make them heart-shaped. So you've got two hearts almost beating as one.
Who's going to eat this? What are you charging for this?
What am I charging for surf and turf?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bargain in 1995.
1995 for tuna? And what's the meat?
Timmy's meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf and tuna, heart-shaped from a mold.
Yeah, and I don't know what he put in it.
And pink milkless chowder and colored water for 1995.
Quite frankly, I'm amazed he was able to pull it off because he had a very, very tight budget. And then to come out with surf and turf out of that, it was very impressive.
Jeez. Close early. There ain't going to be nobody there.
I can't count on you.
No, I ain't going to eat tuna and meatloaf.
And that ain't going to cost you nothing.
I don't want it. It'll cost me something to the emergency room.
You son of...
Yeah, whatever. Jeez.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it.
whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
The management of Beasley Media Group would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, happy Valentine's.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, you gotta, for those participating, you gotta say happy Valentine's.
I opted out. I'm wearing a mask. Can't be around people.
Right.
It's unsafe.
Junior, did you get a Valentine's Day card, or did you give a...
A Valentine's swipe, because God knows we set him up on the Bumble.
Yeah.
With that great picture you took.
Yeah.
And you know what? He won't admit it on the air, but he posted that picture everywhere.
That was a good picture.
He posted it on all of his social media.
It was a good picture. I'll give you that.
But see, when we were trying, it was like pulling teeth because you thought we were trying to set you up or something when I could clearly see, rather than a picture of you fake working with fake headphones on, you got real headphones on, you got the maps behind you, you look like someone important.
Thanks.
Did it work?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. No.
Well, as long as you were pleased with the photo.
Yeah.
That was a nice photo.
You know, normally you'd have to go to like an Owen Mills.
Yeah, to get to one of those done professionally like that.
Yeah, gonna be alone on Valentine's.
Well, there are worse things, believe me.
Yes, yeah.
Just imagine, Junior, that instead of being alone on Valentine's, that you've been dating someone for somewhere between 4 and 6 months, and their expectations are very,
very high.
Yeah, I'm not,
So don't be sad.
Yeah, guess when he put it that way.
Oh, that's what I do on a daily basis. I think, you know... sometimes it's lonely around here. I don't even have a pet. But then what I do is I think of the alternative.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? It's not so bad. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for about...
Have yourself a cheeseburger. Yeah. Play a video game. Read a book. Yeah. Watch a football game. And it all goes away.
My wife is cooking me dinner tonight for Valentine's.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's cooking me.
But think
dinner.
About how long it took you to find that woman.
Oh, and she's
you,
not.
I mean, you had to wait for her to be born.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But yeah, and she's not. She comes from a family of card givers, and I'm trying to get her out of it. Because, and it's not just a card for your birthday and a card at Christmas. It's a card for happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, see, the problem is when you get into the card giving.
Happy Arbor Day.
When you get into the card giving game, there's that reciprocity.
And
I don't think she realizes it, but she sends out a St. Patty's Day card, and somebody's probably pleased to receive it, but then thinks, I didn't send her one. I've got to start a list for next year because evidently yeah. St. Patty's cards are a thing.
Yeah, and, you know, just, you know, all kinds of cards.
Because when I receive a card, I'm no longer happy about it because I think they're going to have hurt feelings because they're expecting reciprocity and they're not getting it.
But she's making me. I did send her flowers for to her work because they love flowers at their work.
Yeah, so they can make a scene over it.
Yeah.
If you had the flowers delivered to the house, you would still receive some credit,
but not a full credit.
No.
And the thing is, and it's
because they want to be, you know, at their desk and somebody come up and go, oh my God, they're so beautiful. I know, it's my husband.
I will tell you this, and Haney and I have known them. Women in the office place. You got little Becky Lynn over at her desk, and her boyfriend or husband will send her flowers. But across the way is Kathy, and she has two bouquets delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a Cindy over there,
one up
and she has three.
Yep.
And then it turns into an office competition of who's got the most flowers at their desk.
Because that reflects how much the man loves you.
Right. And then we've known the ones that have had, let's just say they have their regular boyfriend and a couple of satellite boyfriends,
mm-hmm.
and they all deliver to the office on Valentine's Day.
Well, that becomes fun because then it's like an office episode of Sex and the City, wondering who
yep.
sent what.
And then, you know.
Who was that from Mr. Big?
Yep.
I thought he died on a Peloton.
And then they remove the cards so that nobody peeks and, you know, say Steve does come in to see his girlfriend and
yep.
wants to know who the flowers from Rob are with all my love.
Is that impressive or does that then turn office gossip into, oh, what a whore?
Oh, there are women.
Is that romantic or is that whorish?
The women that...
Because you got men competing for her attention,
women that didn't get flowers or may have gotten one bouquet from their betrothed...
The bare minimum.
Automatically look at the one with three, four bouquet arrangements as a whore. Now, they may be very popular in the office, too, so you don't say anything... But the scuttlebutt around the water tank and the coffee maker and all that, and the smoke break is, we all know what she is.
And so the husband that's been married a while now and doesn't send multiple arrangements and just does the bare minimum of, you know, a nice arrangement yeah. of roses.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
Is that still okay?
Yes, it is okay.
Because that woman should be secure in her relationship.
Precisely.
Is that what you did?
Precisely. What?
A dignified arrangement?
I want to see a picture of it.
Well, how big did you go?
It was nice. I can't say how much I paid for
it. Well, I'm not asking. I'm asking about the volume. How big?
Well, I'll show you what I got her. You be the judge. Oh, where is? Hold on.
Is it a little smaller than when you were dating?
No.
Is it larger?
No, about the same. But this
so
one,
you have a standard go-to.
Well, this one is, I got it, it was...
It's like when I order food online. You ordered this in September.
Exotic.
Would you like to order it again?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Women can tell how cheap you are if they get a lot of carnations. They don't want necessarily.
What if they like carnations?
Then that's another thing. But if they don't, see this way. There's that's. What I got.
Oh yeah, you're still in the game.
Yeah, yeah. Oop, I've got a you know. There's.
You're not going to be outdone.
There's some roses and orchids and birds of paradise.
See, that's class.
All of that. You're darn right. It's class.
And not cheap.
I don't want to talk about it. We'll be back.
You know, and then 19% interest.
Yeah, and the delivery. You know.
Yep.
Stan and Haney.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Valentine's Day. Later on in the show, we are going to announce our winner for Haney and I presiding over their wedding. And they call it the whimsical wedding. I don't like that name.
No, and it's in our contract. We are not to be associated with whimsy.
But we're going to announce it today, right before Mark Haney in the news.
I still can't believe we had an entrant.
We had more than one entrant. And a lot of them were women.
I mean, are they familiar with our history?
Yeah. I guess. I hope so. So we'll announce
our winner
right before 5 o'clock.
I've been to every wedding Stan's been involved in.
That's true. That is true. We're also going to play Stan.
Was also there for the birth of his child.
That's true. He's been in there for every wedding.
When he had that bowel surgery, I was the first one over to his place and helped him out with magazines.
Yep.
Brought you a lot of magazines.
Yep, I was incapacitated.
And I left as soon as I could. Because I was very uncomfortable. Because I kept making you laugh and you kept begging me to stop.
Such agony. I will play Stan's match game today. Chance to win. Mother will come in and join us.
Because it was getting sadistic. He was literally in pain every time I made him laugh.
I had an...
And I don't know why, but I was on fire that day.
I had an umbilical hernia. And I had just gotten out of surgery.
You could barely move.
And I was doped up and in agony. And Haney came over to bring me some magazines.
Felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah, and then started cutting one-liners. And it hurt to breathe. And I was laughing, and it was excruciating. Finally, you caught the hint. I better leave.
I said, you know.
Yeah.
Normally, it's a good thing when I make Stan crack up, but
not
I...
today.
I was watching you, and there came a point where I was afraid I might kill you.
Yeah.
Something might rupture.
Tear the stitches.
Yep.
Let's...
Because you were in tears going, please.
Stop. let's do the
But then
back.
For some reason, the comedic flow was so strong.
Yeah, you couldn't help yourself. Brought to you by
at
the...
precisely the wrong time.
Yes. Pewter mug. US 41
it's
North
all
Davis.
About timing.
Yes.
Although the fact that you were doped up had a lot to do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, I was loopy.
Loopy and in horrific pain.
Yep.
That's not a good place to be.
If you watched the game last night, the Los Angeles Rams came from behind in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. 23-20. Here's the deciding touchdown from last night's Super Bowl.
This is the 15th play of the drive. Second and goal. Pass. Cup. Touchdown.
Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. They got it done for the go-ahead touchdown.
And that's how it would be.
And that's so racist. You know, the NFL is over 90% black. And to have two white players hogging all the glory. Just horrible.
Thank you for that input, Haney.
I just try and follow, you know.
It didn't go unnoticed.
Well, it's part of a new thing I've learned.
Yeah, what's that?
It's called woke fishing.
Here's
where you pretend to be liberal so you can get the gals.
Here's something that I found offensive. And it was in one of the Super Bowl commercials. And I still, for the life of me...
I'm surprised you can be offended.
Oh, I'm offended. Mostly quietly. But this one, I was outwardly offended. And it was a commercial for the Google picture phone or something like that.
Oh, where it can take pictures of black people?
And I did not yet that they essentially said that.
Yeah, well, that was the whole commercial. Is finally, here's something you can take a picture of a black person with
and
this.
I was like, are you kidding me? First of all,
they're the only thing that can do it.
First of all, the person taking the picture and the one that is processing it, whether it's digital now or in the old days, you adjust for a shadow and color and contrast and all of that stuff. I can't help it that you're taking bad pictures. And they're saying for the first time...
Oh, yeah, a black woman who's standing with the sun directly behind her.
For the first
Look
time, a camera designed for people with dark skin. What?
For the first time ever. Finally.
And I'm like, are you kidding?
They weren't.
Let's move on.
And I'm not sure what they're basing that on.
I don't know. But I thought that this is absolutely ridiculous. Know how to take a picture. Watching the big game and your enthusiasm.
If only we had that phone years ago, we'd have a decent picture of Barack Obama.
Yeah. You must be careful. Your enthusiasm in the big game can disturb children. They'll be traumatized for the rest of their life. According to this clip, where a grandpa, this was, I guess, in the NFC Championship game, where a grandpa gets really excited at the TV and then is so excited, makes the kid cry. Got a little kid in there, and grandpa's happy, but the kid thinks grandpa mad, yelling, cry.
Come on, get him! Yeah! Pick! Let's go! Yeah!
Oh, no!
Oh, Junior.
Oh, Tweety!
Yeah, all because Junior couldn't get the pretzels.
You know, you should have put a trigger warning in front of that.
What? Give me my pretzels. That wouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Did you eat your pretzel sticks?
I did. I did.
Did you stay within your portions?
I did.
Did you just drink water with it?
What did I have to drink? I had a... Oh, right here. I had a diet Snapple.
Because, you know, evidently there's the big craze now is zero calories, zero carbs, zero alcohol.
I saw that. It's called carbonated water.
And I'm like, what? What?
Still.
Then I had this fever dream where Guy Fieri was the mayor of Flavortown.
Yeah.
Boy, that's tough to shake off.
Still don't know what to get your loved one for Valentine's Day? We're here to help.
Imagine the excitement of giving a gift known to all the world. This Valentine's Day, name a COVID variant after someone you love.
Here, I got you something.
Oh my gosh, my own COVID variant?
Yeah, and it's called Micheltacron. Oh,
that's so cute.
And it's clingy, just like you.
Oh, well, I hope we get it together.
This year, give the Valentine gift that will find its way to her heart and maybe her lungs. The International COVID Registry invites you to share your Valentine with the world by naming a COVID variant after someone you love. Tell the universe that yours is a love there is no cure for.
Isn't that beautiful?
Did you do that for your wife?
I did.
So there's a variant called Mrs. Stanley Noelonic?
Yeah, and it comes framed with a microscope of the spore.
Aww. See, that's so thoughtful. I never would have thought of that.
Listen to this, because everybody else got it except her. An Australian TV host named Alison Legden told a couple of lawn experts that were on location that her couch grass was dying. It's a type of grass in the lawn. She, with her Australian accent, didn't say couch grass. And it was lost on no one.
Danielle, I want to ask, because my cooch is dying, and I don't...
What have you been doing to it if it's dying?
Well, the dog pees all over it.
Okay. Try to keep the dog off it, and you'll probably see results.
Did I pick the wrong lawn, considering I have a dog?
No, cooch is good, considering if it's going to be running on it, cooch has got really good wear and tear, so it can recover quickly. But no lawn can really withstand dog pee.
All right, so the dog's got to go to save the cooch.
We need to train it. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you, guys.
That's possibly the best segment ever.
Her cooch is dying.
Happens to the best of them.
You know, not everybody can be as lucky as you, Haney, to have a birthday coming up on 2-2-2-2-2.
This is really the culmination of my life's work. I have looked forward to this day since I was a child, thinking that there would be big things. Because how could that be ignored?
A North Carolina baby was born on 2-2-2-2 at exactly 2:22 p.m. Here's the mother.
We didn't even think about it. In the moment, you're just like, you know, I want to get, you know, the baby here, and I want everything to go smooth and safe. And so it didn't really even dawn on us until we spoke to a family member short after, and they were like, 2-2-22 at 2:22, and then it
kind of
hit us like, wait, oh, that is really special and unique.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
I expect big things from that child.
You know, there were good Super Bowl ads, lousy Super Bowl ads. This one I knew you might have enjoyed, and I enjoyed it. It was for the FTX cryptocurrency with Larry David.
Yes.
Where he was wrong on everything throughout history. Here you go.
I call it the wheel.
I don't think so. This is a miss.
Brother David, behold! It's a fork!
I got dead forks right here, baby!
A toilet?
We're not animals! We go outside like humans!
Hancock!
No king! The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yeah. Edison, can I be honest with you?
It stinks. Nobody's gone to the moon, ever.
Why not?
It's far, it's too far, it's far.
Portable music, yes.
Bakaka!
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Here's this some...
He's like our patron saint.
Oh, yeah. This is some sad news. Ivan Reitman died. Director of
Ghostbusters
1 and 2, Stripes, Kindergarten Cop. You name it, he's been involved with it. Meatballs. Here's Ivan Reitman talking about how in Ghostbusters he originally wanted John Candy in the film, and he replaced him with Rick Moranis, but he wanted John Candy, having come off the Blues Brothers movie. And other films that he said it was John Candy that I wanted in Ghostbusters.
the original screenplay, I don't know if you remember, we wrote it for John Candy, because I had just worked with him again on Stripes, and John didn't get it. He kept saying, hey, well, maybe, can I do him with a German accent? And I was a little hesitant right away. I said, it's kind of an odd thing. It's a very American, New York-based movie. And finally, it was clear that he was not going to do it. And I literally called Rick Moranis the same day and sent him the script the same day that Candy had turned it down. And Rick called me like 2 hours after he got it, and he said, please thank Candy for turning this down. This is amazing. I know what to do with this.
Ivan Reitman was 75 years old. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Again, our big wedding announcement later on today. We're going to play
our big wedding announcement.
Yeah, our big wedding announcement.
That sounds so wrong.
It does. We got open phones coming up next. We got Stan's match game and the Wayback Machine. We're going to open the phones up for you next. 277-9600. You want to talk about the Super Bowl? You want some advice on Valentine's Day? We got it for you. Want to get something off your chest? Got a comment you want to make? You talk directly to us. This is where we set aside a little time to talk to our audience. You don't have to be bogged down by a producer that talks your ear off or texting or emailing.
Or threatens you.
That happens from time to time. And maybe a sprinkling of prizes. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. 277-9600. That's the number into the studio where you can talk to us. We set aside a little time each and every day for you. 277-9600. Maybe a prize or two if you contribute to the show. I know that we can, in this segment, give away some Everblades tickets and maybe a pair of tickets to go see illusionist Wayne Hoffman, going to be at Hertz Arena on March 11th. 277-9600. Not everybody's going to get a prize, but who's to say? You add to the show, you contribute. I don't care. You want to talk about the Super Bowl? You want to talk about Valentine's Day and
what?
You know, how you get out of it?
Valentine's?
You want to talk about something on your mind? 277-9600. I have your clip, by the way.
You do?
Yeah, he sent it to me. So let me...
Did he do as instructed? Or
I don't know. I haven't heard it. We can play it.
Because my concern was quality and if edits were required.
And let me ask him, how's the quality and were edits required? Oh, hold on. He's getting our phone. 277-9600. If you get a busy signal, don't worry. When we finish with the caller, we'll free open a line.
Because you you brought up the fact that Ivan Reitman had passed away and talked about all the movies, and one of those was Meatballs, where Bill Murray gave one of the greatest speeches ever.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear one of the greatest speeches
ever. I think we
ever.
Could all use it on Valentine's Day.
All right. By the way, 277-9600. Let's go play the clip here.
Okay, just because we're losing doesn't mean it's all over.
Cut the crap, Morty. I mean, the Mohawks have beaten us the last 12 years. They're going to beat us again.
That's just the attitude we don't need, Phil. Sure, Mohawk has beaten us 12 years in a row. Sure, they're terrific athletes. They've got the best equipment that money can buy. Hell, every team they're sending over here has their own personal masseuse. Not masseur, masseuse. But it doesn't matter. Do you know that every Mohawk competitor has an electrocardiogram, blood and urine tests every 48 hours to see if there's any change in his physical condition? Do you know that they use the most sophisticated training methods from the Soviet Union, East and West Germany, and the newest Olympic power, Trinidad Tobago?
But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're breaking the equipment. Sorry.
Even if we win, even if we win, even if we play so far over our heads that our noses bleed for a week to 10 days, even if God in heaven above comes down and points his hand at our side of the field, even if every man, woman, and child held hands together and prayed for us to win, it just wouldn't matter, because all the really good-looking girls would still go out with a guy from Mohawk because they got all the money. It just doesn't matter if we win or we lose. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. Ain't he? Ain't he? A lot of sense of equipment here. It just doesn't matter. Thank you, Bill Murray. Thank you, Ivan Reitman. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, Stan and Haney here.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Hey, so I'd like some ideas for Valentine's Day, if you have any.
Why, do you feel obligated? Are you under a lot of pressure?
Yeah, what's the situation?
Yeah, what's the situation?
Well, it's my first year being married.
Oh,
and I got to get this one right.
Yeah, well, it's a little late.
Yeah, a little late in the game. We're at 3:00 in the afternoon on a Valentine's Day. You should have had your reservations in for a dinner. Florists are overbooked.
Let me give you one hint. If you're filling up your tank and you go in the gas station and you see that single rose, you gotta fight yourself. That'll make him mad more than anything.
Because they'll know right off the bat it's from a gas station.
Yep, they know.
Exactly.
And I take it you got to get it right this time. More than one marriage under your belt?
One other.
Oh, okay. God.
How was Valentine's Day with the ex?
It was all right.
Yeah? Did you tail off the last few years and get her nothing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, well, actually, I left my first wife for this one.
You? Yeah. Little affair. She younger?
Yeah, one of them deals. Yeah, she's younger.
Yeah, secretary.
Can you keep up with her?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Not that much younger.
Okay.
All right. How big of an age difference?
5 years.
But, that's not bad. Well, that ain't bad.
You know, that's fine. Let's use the infamous 10 scale. What was your previous wife?
5.
What's your current wife?
8.
Ah.
So I'm doing better.
Yeah, you're just fine. Can I?
I would have put more thought into Valentine's then.
Yeah, I would have.
I know.
Let's see. I can get you a pair of Everblades tickets if you'd like.
No, that's okay.
All right. 277.
See, life is different with an 8 than a 5.
Yep. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stosh. It's Rich Mulhern.
Hey, Rich. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's on your mind, pal?
I'm the guy that called one time about the stick with the pool table at my clubhouse. We haven't figured that out yet. But what's on my mind is the traffic jams on Immokalee Road in Fort Myers and the Daniels Parkway. They're killing me.
Yep.
These red lights, they got to be synchronized. The lights got to be synchronized.
Appreciate the call, buddy.
And what you need is a short stick.
Yep. 277.
Like that one they got at Captain Tony's.
9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Ahoy.
Hello? One second.
Oh, we got all the time.
Don't worry about it. No, you're fine.
Yeah. You're on the radio at the same time.
Yeah, you're good.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Happy Valentine's Day.
Single because I don't have to go broke worrying about it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, how many husbands you go through?
Actually, none.
Really? So you're
good for you.
You have never married?
Nope. I'm just turned 44, and I'm a business owner, and I was been married to my job for 15 years, but love animals, and unfortunately, can't meet with someone that loves animals as much as I do. So
let me hold on. Hold on. Your first name is
Nicole.
I bet there have been plenty of people that pretended to love animals and you found out they didn't.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of them.
Nicole, we have a producer who is an animal lover. He adopted a dog and
a very needy dog.
A very needy dog. He is an animal lover. He is a young man. You'd be robbing the cradle a little bit. But he's 6'4", 290 pounds of all man.
Damn, dude. Pump those numbers up a little bit.
Hold on, Nicole. Let me get this right. Give Nicole your stats.
Well, 6'4".
6'4".
Nifty 250.
Devoted to his work, too. I mean, the work he does here is impeccable.
Oh, my God, the work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's missing nowadays. You don't see it anymore.
Yeah, you got that right. Would you like maybe on Valentine's Day or sometime this week you and Junior have...
He's got a great profile pic.
Yeah, he's got a great profile pic, and we'll see about getting a food certificate to you go out and have yourself a nice time.
Sure, why not?
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and Junior will get you something to eat, maybe a pewter mug for you and Junior. Nicole, you just found a love connection. Hold on.
You're such a great man, Stan. Changing lives.
44 years old, never been married, married to her work. She's got a good, strong income.
Could really take a lot of pressure off me.
It could take a lot of pressure off of you. 277. Just trying to help. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Nothing. Valentine's Day to me is just another day, you know? Got no woman in my life. So me and the boys from work, we're going to do the Lonely Hearts Club.
You know, that's an official holiday. Yeah. They call it something, and it's on Valentine's. The other club where nothing. But so nobody in your life right now?
Nah, I take care of my mom. I ain't got time for that.
He got wives.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like, I can introduce you to Junior. He's our producer.
Hey, I know what it's like. Maybe in another time.
2 I figured to try both.
You know, I am so truly happy for you.
What?
That you finally found the right woman.
That doesn't care about Valentine's Day.
She does.
She cares about it, but she knows, you know.
That you're a jerk.
Yeah. She understands me. I don't have to be somebody I'm not.
And when people say, oh, you know, Haney's just being nice saying this, remember, this is the man who sat down one day and filled out the extensive eHarmony
questionnaire. Honestly.
You know, hundreds of questions. He made the mistake of answering them honestly, and they replied, there is not a single woman in the world that is interested in you.
Yeah, fact.
Maybe you should lie.
Yep. 2 7 Who's
that? Was a big story on the Daily Mail today.
About people lying on dating profiles?
Woke fishing.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you do. Once I explain it to you, you will. Where
act like you're the left?
Where a guy will tell a woman, oh, I am so concerned about the environment. I only eat organic.
Right.
And I got myself down to zero emissions and all. He's just trying again.
Yeah, and they read it and go, aw.
Yeah, and he can pull it off for a little while.
277.
But inevitably, you get tripped up.
Of course. 877-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Last second.
Ahoy, JD out of England.
Hey, JD out of England.
How we doing? You know, I never heard that Bill Murray skit until you guys just played it.
Well, you need to rent the movie Meatballs.
I do need to watch that, because, man, that is just one of the days I have had today, and, man, I haven't smiled or laughed all day today, and that just
good.
Got me right there. So I'm on my way to the second job.
That's what it's for.
Yeah. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
That was great.
As Haney said, that's for you.
Oh, well, thank you. That was I'm watching that movie when I get home after my second job tonight, because that's just
what are your two? What are your great. Two jobs? What do you do?
I'm a mill worker during the day, and then I go to a restaurant and cook for a bunch of rich people.
That's a lot of hard work. That is a lot of hard work.
Child support and ex-wife and all the other craziness. And, you know, whoever is going to have you two at their whimsical wedding.
What are you talking about?
It's a mistake. Don't do it.
It's a trap.
I think he's soured.
It's a trap. You know, I was talking to my mom this weekend.
Yeah.
And she was reminiscing about my history with women.
Oh, yeah.
And your mom knows things that she may never tell you until years later. But she goes, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Boy, she went after you.
Oh, I know which one she's talking about. Let's get one more in here before we have to take the break. We're going to give you more chances to win in just a little bit. Mother is going to join us. We'll play Stan's match game. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you? Happy Valentine's.
Oh, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have a Valentine in your life?
Yes, I do. But, you know, 35 years.
So hold on, 35 years.
No, that's great.
So you don't do anything for each other on Valentine's Day?
No, maybe a little something here or there, but we don't usually. It's not a big deal.
Right.
No, they've been together 35 years.
Was it you that finally told him you don't have to do anything anymore for Valentine's Day, or did he just stop?
No, we kind of just like made a mutual thing. I mean, he probably will still do a little something.
Well, that's nice. Because
you will always
be his sweetheart.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you're not going to punish him if he forgets.
No, not at all.
Oh, what a good woman.
What a beautiful lady. Can I get you a couple of Everblades tickets?
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right, hold on. All right, we're going to take a break. Thank you for your phone calls.
That only works if you really mean it.
What?
Don't say it flippantly if that's not how you feel.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's silly. Don't worry about it.
And what they really are expecting.
And then they go cry themselves to sleep.
That you didn't get them nothing.
And I'm out in the other room thinking I done good.
Yep. Then they hold it to you.
Yep.
Stan's match game up for grabs. In Stan's match game, let's see what I got. We'll have Everblades tickets. We'll have tickets to go see illusionist Wayne Hoffman coming to Hertz Arena. And I will have a pair. If you get it all wrong, you don't match any of our celebrities, you're not going to get it. But it's going to be up for grabs. Pair of tickets to Rockville happening May 19th. Through the 22nd in Daytona Beach.
You just don't get it, Scott. No, you're never going to get it.
96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition, Valentine's Day edition of
the
Stan and Haney
That's
show.
That's what we're talking about, the Southwest Florida love.
Oh, is your headphones suddenly wrong? What did you do?
I didn't do nothing. Super loud.
Do you know how to speak English?
Yeah. All right, now I can't hear that.
I didn't do nothing.
That's good.
We have brought Mother into the studio to play Stan's match game. Many will play, few will win. Your job is to match at least one of our celebrities, whether it's Mother, Haney, or Junior. We'll pose the question with the blank. Let our stars write down their answer. You match one of them, you're going to get a prize. We've got Everblades tickets, Wayne Hoffman, who's coming to Hertz Arena on March 11th, and will be here in the studio with us on Thursday. And I have one pair of tickets to Rockville happening May 19th through the 22nd in Daytona Beach. Those are the prizes. Before we actually begin the game, though, Mother, you were putting together your top things what not to do for Valentine's Day.
Oh, not to give the top 10 things not to get your lady for Valentine's.
Would you like to go over those with us?
They were
pretty good.
All right. I don't know. Could this be dangerous? Personally,
no, I don't
dangerous.
Think so. Well, yes, personally, they could be.
Well, I'm not as funny as you. And
you, I thought your list was pretty good. These are the top 10 things that you don't get your lady for Valentine's Day.
Right.
For what?
For Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, happy Valentine's Day to you both. I actually bought you a couple of Valentine's gifts.
Oh, look at that.
Some treats. And I even got Junior a moon pie. There you go, bud.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what this means, but it looks good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got Junior a moon pie. Look at that. Moon that pie for moon face.
let's
said, you cuss.
He better not have. Guy, what do you got now?
He's cool. He didn't cuss. Okay. Top 10 things not to get your lady for Valentine's Day.
Go ahead.
Workout clothes.
Well, would that be number 10?
That would be number 10.
Workout clothes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing says love like you got to go out and work a little bit more, you know?
Work out a little more?
No, I just want to see you in Lycra.
A basket of cleaning supplies.
Yes. Do you want a timpani with this?
I got that one year.
Yeah. A couple's Asian massages. Because who's that really for, right?
Yeah, Asian massage.
And
what else we got?
Lingerie 5 times smaller than her actual size. A year subscription to the adult channel on cable.
What else we got?
A new pet iguana. And last but not least, a weekend stay at the nudist colony Airbnb.
Those are things not to get your Valentine.
I don't know. Sounded reasonable to me.
There's an Airbnb at a nudist colony?
Oh, that perks your interest up, doesn't it?
Well, hell yeah.
All right.
See, there are so many things in life he doesn't know
no,
yet.
No, he does not.
That sounds appealing to him.
It does, but it's not.
You've lived the reality.
If you think good-looking people go to nudist colonies, you're wrong.
Well, I mean, look at me.
Either you would be somebody that would be there at the
nudist
colony.
Yeah, I'd right in.
Mm-hmm.
You find a lot of women that look like fine-tooled leather, guys who look like they're walking around with a catcher's mitt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just remember to put the suntan lotion on before you go out there and enjoy the pool.
Yeah, great advice, Mother.
And speaking of things, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt
he's on a roll.
Yeah, I'm on a roll. I also learned today that all horses are actually ponies. Did you know that?
I did not.
I didn't know that.
They're not, though.
They
used
are.
To be a horse. Better.
No,
you know, a horse.
There's not. A difference between a horse and a pony.
No, but they were once what? A pony, and you're still.
No, they were once a foal.
But they were. Then the
Let's play Stan's match game 277-9600. Told you we've got Everblades tickets,
thunder.
Wayne Hoffman, Rockville tickets. Phone lines are released 277-9600.
He was on a roll and you cut him at the knees.
If you want to play and match one of our celebrities, you will get yourself a prize. 277-9600. La da da dee dee dee. Gotta let the delay, because I just took off the phones. 2 7. There we go. I'll grab these, Junior. Don't you worry about it. Ahoy, who's this?
David.
David, you want to play?
I do want to play.
All right, we got our three celebrities. Your job is to match one of these celebrities after they filled in the blank. Now, give them time to write their answers. I will specifically ask you for your answer, okay, David?
Okay.
All right, here we go, stars. Let's see if we can get David a match. Did you know that King Kong was a Boy Scout? He was thrown out because instead of taking old ladies across the street, Kong was blanking them across the street. Now, hold on, David. Let our stars write it down. I'll ask you specifically. Here it is again. Did you know that King Kong was a Boy Scout? He was thrown out because instead of taking old ladies across the street, Kong was blanking them across the street. Junior, you got your, okay. Haney, our own Richard Dawson, you all set? Mother?
Yes.
You ready? Okay, let's go now to David. David, here it is for you. Did you know that King Kong was a Boy Scout? He was thrown out because instead of taking old ladies across the street, he was blanking them across the street.
I'm going to say throwing.
Throwing is a good answer. Mother, what did you have written down?
I said, since it's Valentine's Day, I said making love.
No, that's incorrect. You got a buzzer? Got a buzzer on that one, Junior? I asked you to have them ready. This is the thank you.
And just a quick hint, Mother. Any time that there's a game show involved, you don't say making love, you say making whoopee.
Whoopee. Mark Haney, what did you... We're looking for throwing
across the street. I wrote down the answer, and I was thinking, you know, this isn't the best answer, but I can't think of a better one.
Throwing! That's a match! That is a match! Dave, you got one match. What did you write down, Junior?
Throwing
a double match. There you go. Nice job. What would you like? I got Everblades. I got Wayne Hoffman. I got Rockville.
I want Rockville.
You got Rockville. Hold on. That's how the game is played. Let's see who's next.
He's gonna have a nice Valentine's.
Oh yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Al.
Al, you up to playing? You feel like you can play?
Yeah. I think I can handle it.
All right, Al. Here we go. We'll let the stars write their answers down. Before I go to you, I'll specifically ask you for your answer, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Ugly Edna said, "My blind date last night was a real go-getter. He took one look at my face and told me to get a blank." Don't say anything yet. Al,
right.
Don't say anything yet. Ugly Edna said, "My blind date last night was a real go-getter. He took one look at my face and told me to go get a blank." Hold on, Al. Let our stars write the answers down. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Mark Haney is done. Junior, thinking about it. Mother, still writing. Junior's done. Everybody set? All right, Al, here it is for you now, and I want an answer. Ugly Edna said, "My blind date last night was a real go-getter. He took one look at my face and told me to go get a blank."
Go get a paper bag.
Go get a paper bag. Junior.
I got bag.
Hey, yeah, match with the bag. Match with the bag. What do you got, Haney? Bag, another bag.
I said corn dog.
that's two matches. I can get you Everblades or Wayne Hoffman.
Give me the blade.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Nice job so far. Two matches here with our contestants. You want to turn your mic down?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
I feel like Haney and Junior are on the same cycle.
Yeah, they're on the same wavelength there. Yeah. The ESPA between them is working. The ESP.
The ESPA. SPCA.
Yep. All right, let's see if we got somebody else that wants to play. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Nora.
Can you hear? Can you hear us? Okay, Nora.
I can.
Yeah, we can barely hear you.
Is that better?
Well,
a little better.
Good enough to play the game. You know how this is done now, right?
Yep.
Your job is to match at least one of our celebrities, and then you're going to win a prize.
All right.
All right, here we go. Junior, you ready? You able to play the game, Junior? Junior's a little preoccupied. This is unacceptable. And your name is what again?
Nora.
Laura. Hi, Laura. Happy Valentine's
That's
Day,
Nora.
By the way.
Nora.
Nora.
Yep.
Thank you. You too.
Good. You got a special Valentine?
No.
Well, when we hang up, I'll pass you over to Junior.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Let our stars write the answer down, Nora, and then I'll specifically ask you for your answer.
All right.
Betty loves animals so much. The other day when her husband swatted a fly, she gave it blank. Betty loves animals so much. The other day when her husband swatted a fly, she gave it blank. Do you need to hear it again,
yeah,
Junior?
I need one more time.
Okay. Betty loves animals so much. The other day when her husband swatted a fly, she gave it blank. Marcaney's done. Mother is done. Junior just doesn't get this one.
One more time.
Is it that hard for you?
I was busy.
I know.
Nora laughing at him.
You see what we go through. You see it as plain as day.
Oh, yeah.
Betty loves animals so much, Junior. The other day when her husband swatted a fly, she gave it blank. Let me know when you're ready so we can continue playing the game. Good? You're good? All right. All right, Nora, here it is one more time for you. Betty loves animals so much, the other day when her husband swatted a fly, she gave it blank.
A hug.
A hug. I don't know. Mark Haney, what did you write down? CPR. You know what? And I think that is the definitive answer. CPR. Mother, what did you write down?
I wrote down CPR.
Oh. We initially had something else written down there, but it still wasn't a match. I really love how the bells and buzzers went away. Junior, last chance for Nora.
CPR.
That was the definitive answer, Nora. Sorry. Sorry, you betcha. All right, let's try again here. Let's see what we got.
See, the important thing is you don't overthink it.
Yeah, you can't overthink it.
First thing pops in your head.
Yep. Who's this? Ahoy.
Deadline.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Keith.
Keith, you want to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Keith. Let's see what I go with these phones. All right, Keith, let's go. Everybody ready? Everybody ready? Keith, let them write their answers down, and I'll ask you specifically for yours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Stars?
Ready.
In Fairyland, the Wicked Witch went on a diet. She moved out of her gingerbread cottage and moved into one made out of blank. Let me read it again for him, Keith. In Fairyland, the Wicked Witch went on a diet. She moved out of her gingerbread cottage and moved into one made out of blank. There's Junior riding away. Haney, just the answer hit him like a bolt of lightning. Mother riding away. Junior done. Mother done. Haney done. That means we go to you, Keith. Here it is one more time for you. In Fairyland, the Wicked Witch went on a diet. She moved out of her gingerbread cottage and moved into one made out of blank.
Straw.
Straw? It was nice getting to know you. It was nice. Mother, what did you have written down?
I was close. I said tofu.
Yeah, you were close. Haney?
I don't know why, but this tickled me.
Okay. triscuits. Let me read how that sounds. In Fairyland, the Wicked Witch went on a diet. She moved out of her gingerbread cottage and moved into one made out of triscuits.
That's a good answer.
We're looking for straw. Junior, do you have a straw?
I put lettuce.
Sorry, Keith.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Jeez, these phones are just horrible. Who's this?
Hi, this is Joe.
Joe, you want to play?
I would love to play.
All right, Joe, you know how this is how this works, okay?
Yeah.
This is going to be you're our last chance.
But it's going to get better. It wasn't Dolly Parton singing about phones last night.
Yeah, when is it going to get better? all right, here we go. Stars, you ready?
I'm ready.
And you're not the star, you're the contestant. Your name's Joe.
Okay.
Your name's Joe?
Yes.
All right, Joe. I'm asking our stars. You got to match Mother, Junior, or Haney to get a prize. Here it is. Do not blurt out the answer, Joe, or we'll disqualify you.
Gotcha.
Frank said, you know, people put... Frank said, you know how people put plastic seat covers on their furniture? Well, my wife, Gloria, is so meticulous, she even puts them on her blanks. As our stars begin to write down their answers, Joe, I'm going to read it for them one more time. Frank said, you know how people put plastic seat covers on their furniture? Well, my wife, Gloria, is so meticulous, she even puts them on her blanks. Blanks. Junior's done. Haney's done. Mother, you having a trouble with this one?
Well, you said it plural. And then
yes, blanks is the thing you got to be aware of. Not singular, but plural.
Frank that said, means you just add an S.
Yes, that's what it means. Frank said, you know how people put plastic seat covers on their furniture? Well, my wife, Gloria, is so meticulous, she even puts them on her blanks. Did you get write down an answer?
I got it.
You got it down? All right, Joe, we go to you. Here it is. Frank said, you know how people put plastic seat covers on their furniture? Well, my wife, Gloria, is so meticulous, she even puts them on her blanks.
Panties?
Panties. Was nice knowing you, Joe. let's see. Mother?
I said bosoms.
Bosoms. There's what you're looking for. Haney. Toilets. Junior, what did you have written down there?
I said her boobs.
Her boobs. See, there you go. I'm sorry, Joe.
Thank you anyway.
No problem. We got a couple. Should we try one more? Should we do one more?
Why not?
All right. Let's end on a positive.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Kim, you want to play?
Yes, of course I do.
All right. You're officially our last one.
Okay, great.
So let's hope you can win a prize.
I hope so.
Now, Kim, remember, let our stars write their answers down before I specifically ask you for one, okay?
Yes.
All right, here we go, stars. When Mean Marvin was a little kid... He was so mean.
How mean was he?
He used to strap blanks on the tracks of his electric train. Oh, he was mean. He was mean. Let me read it for him again, Kim. Is that your name, Kim?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just making sure. When Mean Marvin was a little kid, he was so mean, he used to strap blanks on the tracks of his electric train. Mother's writing. Junior, are you thinking or writing? You're done.
A lot of brain power.
A lot. I can see the steam. Haney, you're done, right?
On his train or his tracks?
He used to strap blanks on the tracks of his electric train.
Oh, I got to change my
See?
A lot of brain power.
Sorry about this, Kim. Our stars.
That's all right.
Enough to power a light bulb.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
Done.
You're done? Haney's done? Mother.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, you got it. All right, let's go to Kim. Here it is for you, Kim. When Mean Marvin was a little kid, he was so mean, He used to strap blanks on the tracks of his electric train.
I'm going to say bugs.
Bugs. Bugs. Bugs. Mark Haney, what did you write down? Dolls. See, there's the answer. Dolls. Aww. Buzzer.
You got to be thinking of those old silent movies.
Yeah. Or what was it? Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mother?
I was going to say one, but then I thought those caps, you know, like back in the day with the...
That's no caps.
You overthink it.
Yeah. Junior, our last chance for Kim.
I said dolls.
Dolls. I am so sorry. That was the answer. Stars, thank you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Valentine's.
Yeah, you guys have a great Valentine's evening, by the way.
And, well, you've made it a little brighter with your list of things.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
I don't know who told you that about ponies, though.
Yeah, who told you that about ponies?
Tony.
That's incorrect.
He was serious, and he's right.
Tight shirt, Tony?
Yeah, if you think about it, he's right.
He's wrong.
All horses are ponies.
No, they were colts or foals. They're still a horse.
Just like a lady is a baby, still.
I don't know what to say.
Look at that beautiful baby.
We'll be back.
That's flawed thinking.
Flawed. 96.
Incorrect.
K-Rock doesn't fit.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney. 96. K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Half hour away from the Wayback Machine, we'll take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. Today, we're looking at the bottom of American Top 40, 40 through 36, and in less than 1 hour... we will announce who Haney and I are going to officiate over as they say their nuptials. Somebody is going to get us to make it official. They're getting married in 2022. And that one lucky couple will also get a Valentine's Day honeymoon retreat to Tween Waters on Captiva Island. We will do that right before Mark Haney in the news, just a little less than an hour away.
You know who's got it made?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Of course he's got it made.
All he has to do is pick up a microphone and go, la-da-da-da-da, and people go nuts.
Yep.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Yeah, la-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da.
And he goes and plays golf and coaches soccer and...
La-da-da-da-da.
Living it good. La-da-da-da-da.
That's it?
Yeah.
La-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
And then when I did my rap song, how hard it was. I had a lot of work went into that one.
You went deep.
Deep. Yes. Yeah. Let's get you updated on
traffic.
You know,
we haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, we haven't, but he's not ready to play it. He's incapable of doing it right now. He's too busy chatting on the phone off the air.
What are you doing?
Someone really desperately wants to talk to you.
Well, what about Stan's rap song?
Yeah, ahoy.
Hi there.
You desperately want to talk to us.
Well, yeah, sort of. I couldn't get through whenever you guys were celebrating your 30 years, which is such an accomplishment. So I wanted to say congratulations on that landmark in the broadcast industry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The other thing I just want to tickle your memory. About halfway through your 30-year torturous tenure, I'm just going to say Pabst Blue Ribbon. Does that mean anything to you?
Mean anything to you?
Well, we've always enjoyed Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, never minded a good Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, but you were looking back then. You were looking for Pabst Blue Ribbon in a bottle. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I do remember when we were talking because Pabst has made a little bit of a comeback. They were making a comeback with the hipsters.
What'll you have? Cool, rich flavor.
But there was it was probably about 15 years ago. You couldn't find a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And who delivered some bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon to
It must have been you.
It was.
You so very much. They went down ice cold and smooth.
I'll bet they did. Anyway, I love you guys.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. And thank you for those beers 15 years ago. They were good. Yeah, there was a time you couldn't find it. Traffic.
Very underrated beer.
It is. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations. Fort Myers in Cape Coral. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. The 1,000 block of North Tamiami Trail right at River's Edge. Bonita crash. Pelican Colony Boulevard via Coconut Point. And one more for you. It's also in Bonita. 28,000 block of Tamiami Trail right by Super Suds Auto Sales. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Now, do you have something to say?
You were looking for your rap song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was looking for my rap song.
Right on.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. And a 239.
Yeah, 239.
Yeah. Yo, Pakistan in the house.
Yeah.
We're in the 33928, mother.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney.
Yeah. Yo, Pakistan.
Come around town.
Yeah.
Gonna go for a ride in my convertible top.
Yeah.
Come on by.
Yeah.
Let me see you.
Yeah.
Show me that ass. Show me that ass.
Yeah.
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 Shake it for me now. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shake it.
Little Pakistan.
Shake it in the 33928.
Thanks,
that's all we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy bitch. 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 Sexy bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, shake it now.
Yeah.
Shake it now. Shake that ass.
Lil Pakistan.
Yeah, shake it.
Yeah.
There we go. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let's check some headlines brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. The New York Post just did a big write-up on the hottest new delicacy at restaurants in the UK. We'll tell you what it is.
Oh, I can't wait in less than an hour.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has just outlawed Teslas that fart. No more farting Teslas.
That's some bad news.
Man was arrested for driving around with an alligator that he was babysitting.
Jeez.
And finally, two sisters, 129, 131. They hail from New Jersey, but were on vacation enjoying the amenities at Disney Springs when they went into the Irish pub for drinks. That's where it starts.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is so very important. Which is why we bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
The Rams won.
Yeah, they did.
But there was so much else to take away.
Oh, yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we learned from the Super Bowl.
Top things we learned from the Super Bowl.
The most enjoyable tackle of the night was on Pete Davidson.
You have stolen my dreams.
Well, that's the breaks.
The Rams have definitively proven that you can, in fact, buy a Super Bowl ring.
Right there.
Hit me!
Dolly Parton has had so much plastic surgery, she can no longer enunciate.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, baby.
Come down later for moose soup.
I'm on a diet.
Dirty.
Kevin Hart will do a commercial for anything. Evidently, the dinosaurs in the next Jurassic Park movie will be Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum.
Yep. True dinosaurs. That's cold, Jay.
When you're playing in the Super Bowl, it's not a penalty to throw a defender to the ground using his face mask.
That's right, we learned that.
69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Matt Damon's mustache is worse than his crypto commercial.
Easy, Matt.
And finally, the very top thing we learned from the Super Bowl.
Yes.
NBC evidently wants us to know that it has a streaming service called Peacock.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
And it's not your guys' fault.
Oh, jeez.
Elvis, that's the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from Scott. Hey, guys, congratulations to the Los Angeles referees. I mean the Rams.
That was just odd that the whole game they're not throwing flags.
Yep.
And in that final drive, it was like, look, they're going to get a touchdown. Why do you keep getting in their way? We'll throw a flag. Another flag.
In all sincerity, congratulations to the Rams. I would have preferred the Bengals, but as a Dolphin fan, who really gives a crap?
Well, hey, you know what, Scott? As a Dolphins fan, there's big news today. We have a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And his name's Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, he was, running back intern with the Chargers.
Okay, good.
So it's time to get pumped.
See, we're getting the best available.
Yeah, Frank. Frank, what is it? Frank Smith, I think.
My personal best part of the Super Bowl was one moment my 5-year-old son watched it. He watched the national anthem and really nothing else. He knew the song because they're learning it in music class at his Collier County Public School. All hope, guys, is not gone. Love you, Junior 2. By the way, in my opinion, second best halftime performance of all time behind Prince.
La-da-da-da-da.
Yep. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forgot to, this one came in late on Friday, so we didn't get a chance to see it. John wanted to let us know that he's listening to us while celebrating his 50th birthday. Thank you, John. This is from Matt. He lives on Sanibel. Lucky you. Ahoy, gentlemen. We're coming to the end of a really chaotic NFL season. One thing I always enjoyed this past season was Broadway Joe's picks on Friday. It's part of what I take into consideration when making my own picks. Mm. One thing I always miss is when you have an off week or a holiday. Also, sometimes I can't catch that part of the show because of work. And the archive on the show usually comes too late. I know what you're saying there, Matt. If it isn't too much trouble for next season, would you be willing to post his picks each week on your Facebook or Twitter page? It doesn't have to be a transcript. Just a list of Broadway Joe's picks. That'll do it for me. And by the way, if you could, a Thursday night football pick would be icing on the cake. I appreciate your consideration. Hope you had a super weekend. And thank you, Broadway. I look forward to hearing you next season. I couldn't take it if another football tradition retired. Signed, Matt.
Well, did you see his Super Bowl spot?
No, I did not.
You missed it?
I missed it.
Just as he told us, it was for the gambling site DraftKings, where the hot girl got into his car and he was wearing his fur coat.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I missed it.
Sure our producer would be able to locate that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that one.
They want you to see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, another season is over. What the hell do we do now? I had no dog in this fight, but I was very happy for Stafford. After spending so many years with the Lions, he deserved it. Although it does seem that the refs helped decide the outcome of that game. Yes, they did call it correctly, but it sure was strange. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We got a little trip to the way back when we come back.
I would just think, as a defensive player, and you've been out there for three quarters doing what you do, and it's not being called, and then they decide all of a sudden to call everything.
Yep. I hear you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic. Then we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going. About 30 minutes from now, we will announce who the lucky couple is that'll be getting married in 2022, and Stan and Haney will officiate. And they'll also get a nice honeymoon retreat to Tween Waters on Captiva. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we got a few things on the board. They are all Fort Myers. First, we got a crash, mile marker 131, I-75 southbound. Also, Fort Myers, crash, Miramar Lakes Boulevard and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. And one more for you, it's Fort Myers. Traffic control, 18,000 block of Three Oaks Parkway. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. We do it every Monday here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. Today we're taking a look at the bottom of American Top 40. Those just getting in, 40 through 36. Let's find out where we're going today. What year are we going to?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977.
Remember, you heard it.
Oh, I heard it.
I bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Tom Jones, the great Tom Jones.
Say you stay
yes.
until tomorrow.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. Boy, the ladies went crazy.
Oh, they went nuts with him.
And we're through. Say you stay until tomorrow. I need you. The words have all been said. Your mind's made up to go.
I'll bet you this went on the country charts, too.
Like it had to have.
Yep.
Part of my fun fact.
Well, here's a junior fun fact.
The song was Jones' first and highest charting country music hit, spending 10 weeks within the top 40 of the Billboard Hot Country Singles.
Yes, you try.
And now back to the music.
He's finding his sea legs.
Yeah, he is. He's finding the pocket. Still doing it too. He's still singing.
Though I know it's over and we're through, say you will stay until tomorrow. I need you.
And then go away.
Yep.
I've known for some time now that things just ain't been right. Because when we try to talk, we both get so uptight. But now you've told the truth, and I know where I stand.
It's kind of a nice Valentine's Day song.
Deep inside, give me time, I'll get by. I can't face the night alone. Though I know it's over and we're through, say you stay.
Cracking the top 40, it's Tom Jones at number 40.
You.
Say you'll stay until tomorrow.
Though I know it's over and we're through, say you'll stay until tomorrow. I need you.
The great Tom Jones. Coming in at number 39, the former Beatle, George Harrison, talking about where he lives, Friar Park. Nice house, a lot of dungeons and trapdoors.
Was that where he was stabbed?
Yes.
I was so young when I was born. My eyes could not yet see. And by the time my first dawn, somebody holding me. They said, I welcome you. Crack-a-box Palace. We've been expecting you.
And here's Junior with a fun fact.
A little history on the song. The song was inspired by Harrison's serendipitous meeting with George Grief at the 1975 Midtown Music Festival. Harrison remarked that Grief resembled the late comedian Lord Buckley, whom Harrison had admired for many years. Grief, who had been Buckley's manager, invited Harrison to
Buckley. Get back to the music.
Okay, well, Buckley's home was called the Cracker Box Palace.
His home, Friar Park.
No. Lord Buckley's old home.
That's his Friar Park.
Okay, well, he called it the Cracker Box Palace, and
again,
he decided to make a song out of it.
Let the music do the talking.
Let the music do the talking, man. Whatever.
Have no other choice than to deport you.
where we let the music do the talking.
Yeah, yeah.
This, of course, comes from his album 33 and a Third, a kind of play on words with a 33 and a Third RPM album, and, as a matter of fact, his birth date at the time of the release.
And we welcome you to Cracklebox Palace.
How about that? And I said it in two sentences.
Yeah, I'm back to the music.
Yeah, you've broken him.
Yeah,
he started out strong.
I know, but then he got,
that was a good start.
He got real wordy.
I know. I'm learning.
There you go. That's George Harrison in Crackerbox Palace. Coming in.
This set of songs is odd. It, because they don't seem like they'd be around at the same time.
No, but they were. Coming in at number 38, George's buddy, Jeff Lynne, and his band, ELO, and Living Thing.
Patty Quatro of The Pleasure Seekers sang uncredited vocals, particularly on the parts where they go higher and higher. And back to the music. So that's Patty Quatro in the background.
What did that add?
Now, if it was Susie Quatro,
that's a whole different thing.
Good old Patty.
Let's
let the music be the talking here. Why don't you?
Just erratic.
Yeah, it is. It's erratic.
I mean, he wasn't ranked coming out of the gate, but...
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm not the talent.
Very erratic.
Okay.
Well, in this part, you're supposed to shine. This is where, for a brief moment, we see if he got the chops.
I did, but then he guys chopped me down.
With a lot of useless information on your part.
Whatever, man. Let the music do the talking.
Did you maybe overestimate Patty Quatro's popularity?
Yeah.
There's plenty of other things in there. Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Coming
with
in
that
at number 37.
When you don't know what you're talking about.
The King. His second-to-last pop hit.
When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in.
From his final album.
Strangers all your fire. Yeah, it's hard to figure.
Was he still alive?
Yes, he was.
But she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so colorful.
my baby, moody blues.
Because I know we're in his death year.
Yes. He had a few more months to live.
So what was the last one?
Way Down was released before he died from the same album. And with more fun facts, here's Junior.
Well, even though Elvis Presley made the song Moody Blues famous,
back to the music.
The song was written by Mark James, who recorded the original version of the song, which reached number 15 in South Africa during the summer of 1976. James also penned Elvis's Suspicious Minds. And back to the music.
On a spool that never ends. That's what I think I know.
How was that? Was that better?
It was a little too much. What I take away from that that's interesting is that the same guy wrote Moody Blues
right.
and Suspicious Minds.
Yep.
Or Ike, you could have added this. Elvis preferred not to go to the studio by this point in his life and recorded most of this album at his home.
In the jungle room.
He could have said that.
I've been there.
Yes, you have.
Tell me who I'm talking to. Till I can night and day.
Well, I felt so guilty.
Why?
Because I was in the way they kept it.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like I'm in somebody else's house and they didn't invite me.
Did you see the toilet?
Yes.
I thought that was roped off.
It was.
You went anyway?
I peeked around.
Was it dry?
You're not allowed to use it?
No, I saw a toilet. I don't know if it was deep. But I was in the jungle room,
yep.
And it was so impressive that he had, you know, free TVs.
Right. Our final song that we're going to take a look at is by the great Burton Cummings, Stand Tall. I'd tell you more about it, but I don't want to take Junior's thunder.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of research on this one, so go ahead.
Yeah, a guest on this show. But then again,
I never lost a love before. And of course, Randy Bachman at one point was like family.
Yep. Here's a fun fact. I don't care if you're prepared or not. You gotta. When the light goes on, you gotta have info.
Oh, you're saying here's a fun fact now?
Yeah.
All right, got a little something. So the song was released less than 2 years after "Dancing Fool," the final hit single by the group for which Cummings has been lead singer, The Guess Who.
Oh, what a shocker!
Ooh.
I tried. And back to the music.
Love this song.
Yep, it's a great song.
I could throw it all away. Sometimes
you listen to this, and you listen to that Bill Murray speech, you can take on anything.
When there's nothing here except my piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
I'd like to dedicate this to the Canadian truckers.
All you guys up there, we're with you.
Well, Canada loved it because it peaked at number one in Canada.
Well, he's a Canadian.
Yeah. And in Canada, Burton Cummings was nominated for the Juno Awards for this song.
Of course he was.
And despite their differences, Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings remained friends. They had a little falling out. Burton Cummings, the artsy guy. Randy Bachman, the rocker.
It's silly human pride. Never lasted so long, no. Or through so much, or through so many. I just can't believe
I could throw it all away.
Oh, that's silly human pride.
Yeah, that's what it is. I learned that, Junior.
Sometimes late at night.
Let the music do the talking, man.
Yeah, and it should be talking to you.
Is there any way we can bring up that wood block? Junior, look at me. Really? No, I know you can't do that. That's okay.
No, I didn't even hear what you said. I was letting the music do the talking like it should.
Goes in one ear and out the other with you. Listen to the words.
Creates quite a breeze.
Yeah.
For God's sake, don't do something foolish.
All you're feeling right now is silly human pride. You got me down on my knees, for you might stand tall. Not you fall. Don't do something you regret later.
Yeah, you hear that?
You should try standing tall.
I do. Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, all 5'3" of you.
Picture like Samuel L. Jackson when that's just pride effing with you.
Yep. So shake it off.
Oh, for Christ's sake, don't do something.
As Burton Cummings, Stand Tall. The number one song in the land this week in 1977 was Mary McGregor and Torn Between Two Lovers.
Feeling like a fool.
Loving both of them is breaking all the rules. We'll be back. Oh, we're going to make our big announcement. Who's getting married?
Yeah, well, you can tell everybody's all excited.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
For,
I mean, it's obvious.
Stan and Haney's whimsy.
No.
Just we're going to go and congratulate somebody getting married.
If it makes them happy.
To say whimsical?
No. For us to do this, then let's manufacture some enthusiasm.
I'm excited about it!
Of course you are.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, I think that came pretty close.
That'll work.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney and the news. Al Beck at 6 o'clock taking you through your For Lovers Only evening.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling him the next Delilah.
They are. They are.
By the way, I have been meaning to ask you, because you'll know.
Ask away.
What is the ELO song played at Peyton Manning's bowling alley?
Oh, and they did a big story on it. I got so many things going through my head. Showdown? I got to make this announcement now.
Go ahead.
You know, we've been asking for the past couple of weeks the question, are you getting married in 2022? And would you like us to make it official? And we asked our listeners, if you were getting married in 2022, to upload your engagement photo and tell us why you wanted us, Stan and Haney, to officiate your wedding. And I've been handed our winner.
Is that hermetically sealed?
It is hermetically sealed. And are they lucky? Are they lucky?
Well, they asked for it.
They asked for it. Congratulations to Olivia and Evan. They are going to be married a little bit later on this year in Naples, and Haney and I are going to make it official for you. we're going to make it official, and here's something to ease the blow. You also have just...
Do they realize...
to ease they, the blow.
They're calling me out of retirement?
They are calling you out of retirement. Olivia and Evan, you've gotten yourselves a nice honeymoon retreat to Tween Waters on Captiva Island. That's the prize. The, I guess, the penalty for that is Haney and I will make it official.
I swore once you were married and my daughter was married, I swore I would not attend another wedding.
Well, we got to do it one more time. And then I'm retiring too. Olivia and Evan, congratulations for your trip to Tween Waters. We apologize that we'll be the ones officiating it. I think that about covers it, but congratulations.
The family aware of this?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, they may be amongst themselves. And by the way, on their entrance to this thing, the entry, they said where they're going to be married. And it is a beautiful place designed for this. And if the father of the bride is coughing up the dough for this, because they list their prices, you better, Olivia, better tell your family who's going to be officiating. They may be upset. You mean to tell me I'm coughing up this much to have those two boobs?
No, I just see us showing up at the venue and greeted very politely with, and you are?
Oh, I know we're going to get that.
Can you wait here, please?
I don't believe I see you on the list. Will you be staying for the dinner?
Can you wait here for one moment, please?
Just hold on.
Is there a problem? No, no problem at all. It's my pleasure.
Why do I sense that? Why do I sense that? It's usually the par for the course for us.
Then somebody will show up.
Yeah, just show up there, guys. They'll be expecting you.
And then somebody will come out and go, okay, you guys the DJ?
Well, not really. Not in this capacity.
Well, let me show you the setup back here.
But you don't understand.
Do you guys bring any CDs with you?
No.
Where's your equipment? No, we're here to
officiate the wedding.
Are you kidding me?
You could have at least worn a collared shirt.
Yeah, what am I going to have to do?
I don't know. Firehouse
this
Subs.
This is all so sudden.
Yep. Firehouse Subs bringing us traffic. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. First in Fort Myers, we got a hit and run. Crystal Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. And this one should be in the clearing stages. Crash. Palm Beach Boulevard and Olga Road in Alva. Should be in the clearing stages, though, hopefully. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 14th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know, Special Valentine's Edition.
Oh, I love the Valentine's Edition.
Saint Valentine wasn't just one person. There are at least three men named Valentine that could have inspired Valentine's Day. So officially, the origin story is considered unknown. Because nobody can agree on it.
We've got it down to three, but we don't know.
We feel pretty solid about these three.
Yep.
Hallmark's Valentine's Day greeting cards first appeared on store shelves in 1916.
Well, that's when they first started thinking, hey, we can make some money on this.
Not the first time.
Oh, no?
The company's founder, J.C. Hall, the Hall in Hallmark, began selling Valentine's postcards in 1910. And then went all out with the card in 16. The first heart-shaped box of chocolates debuted in 1861.
So these all go way back.
Yeah, we were busy at that time. 1861.
Yeah, there was something called the Civil War going on.
There was nothing civil about it.
Amen.
And we refer to it on this program as the war between the states. It was created by Richard Cadbury.
Ah!
The Cadbury boy. He's the son of Cadbury founder John Cadbury. He began packaging chocolates in fancy boxes to increase sales. And I don't know this to be true, but I just picture the old man Cadbury going, what are we talking about, Richard's folly? Never heard of anything so stupid as a heart-shaped box.
Nothing like his daddy.
You know those weird little conversation hearts?
Yeah, the ones that say, you know, I love you and my secret and all of that stuff.
They have a bizarre history.
Dating back to the
1800s. 1847.
Really? Something was going on then.
What we know as conversation hearts got their start as medical lozenges.
Doctor.
A Boston pharmacist invented a machine to produce medical lozenges. Evidently, it didn't go so well because he switched to making circular candies with it. That was in 1847. In 1866, his ne'er-do-well brother came up with the idea to print messages on the candies. And in 1902, they too became heart-shaped. And as you alluded to earlier today, there is an official Valentine's Day alternative for singles.
Yeah, I know. I read it somewhere. Lonely Hearts Club or something.
It is called International Quirky Alone Day.
Oh. That Perk Jr. up there. He's both quirky and alone.
Mm-hmm. I was worried about him today.
You were worried about Junior?
Yeah, for a second I thought he'd been gouged by like a tiger or a lion.
What happened? Did he meet somebody over the weekend?
Don't. Don't.
No, he's okay. I was just concerned about you, buddy.
I know you were. And it wasn't a tiger.
A tigress? A little tigress?
No, it wasn't a tigress. No, they're called stretch marks because I got fat.
I didn't say it.
No, you didn't. I didn't even know where it was going. I thought it might have been somebody, you know?
No, you set it up, though.
But nobody would have known.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, well, someone had to spike the ball.
Attaboy.
The New York Post, so you know it's got to be true.
You're darn right.
Just did a big write-up on the hottest new delicacy at restaurants in the UK right now. Squirrel meat.
No effing way. No way.
Now, you know, plenty of hunters eat squirrel meat, like Daryl from The Walking Dead. Practically all he does eat. But it's not something you see on a lot of restaurant menus.
Rodentia.
People in the UK are seeing it more and more, though. And they don't even eat their own squirrels. They eat ours. The North American gray squirrel is considered an invasive species in the UK.
Rodent.
So killing them and eating them is encouraged. But it doesn't sound like you'll see squirrel meat on the menu at the Applebee's anytime soon. But some fine dining restaurants might get in on the trend. It is perfectly legal to kill and eat squirrels in most parts of the country. Even New York City has a designated squirrel hunting season that runs from November through the end of this month.
Yes, people in New York, squirrel tastes a lot like rat. Same family. Oh, look at that. What is that, a rib cage on there?
Looks pretty good.
No, it doesn't.
Got a little sauce on it.
You know, it seems like his generation, you can put anything on a plate, and if you drizzle it around with different colors, that's gourmet.
Oh, yeah, they're attracted to it.
It's like a little lemon butter or something, you know?
That is a spinal column with some yellow sauce and green sauce on it.
You don't know until you try it, man.
Good. You can gnaw on some rodentia.
It doesn't look bad.
Wonder if that's what was on that styrofoam takeout container at the Olympics.
Could have been some squirrel.
Well, that would be the best. Best case scenario. Because,
yes.
I mean, if you're going to eat rodentia, squirrel is a step up.
Yeah.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, when you have pets, it can bring such joy to your life.
Yes, it can.
But it's also a great responsibility.
It is a tremendous responsibility.
For instance, if you have to do some hard time,
yes,
you have to find somebody to look after your animal.
I would hope so.
And it can be very difficult, especially to find a good alligator babysitter. A 29-year-old man in Northern California named Tyler Watson was pulled over last Tuesday and was cuffed when police discovered he had an outstanding warrant for a probation violation.
That'll get you thrown back in.
That's when Tyler told the police he wasn't driving alone, that he, in fact, had a live alligator in the passenger seat. Now, he quickly let the police know it wasn't his, but he was watching it for a friend who was currently in jail.
Ah.
That guy had been arrested the week before. Tyler was then hit with an additional charge of illegal possession of an alligator. The gator should be fine. It was handed over to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and they point out it's frowned upon to have an alligator as a pet in California.
Look at that. That thing, it's not big, but that thing will snap at you. That'll take a finger. Yes?
It's taped up.
They taped it up.
Well, that's just one of those pictures you look at and go, hey, kids, what doesn't belong here?
Yep. That thing will, that'll snap at you.
Empty water bottle, used condom,
yep.
Alligator.
What
Whoa.
Doesn't belong? Is there a used condom down there? A lot of other junk. He's right on the floor of the passenger seat there with a lot of garbage.
Yep.
What the hell?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Nip right at you.
Disney World.
Great
times, great family memories.
Yeah, where all your dreams come true.
Two sisters. One 29 and the other 31 are from New Jersey.
Does it say where?
No. We know they hail from New Jersey, but they were enjoying the amenities at Disney Springs.
Oh, sure.
Enjoying the shops and restaurants.
Go exploring.
One is 29, one is 31. They're sisters. And they were having dinner with their family.
Okay.
Then they thought, you know what would be fun? How about just the two of us, sis? Go to the Irish pub for drinks.
I know exactly where it is.
And they did, and they enjoyed plenty of drinks. But all good things must come to an end.
Sure, sure.
And much like Cinderella, they were trying to get home around midnight, but their phone died. So a helpful security guard called them an Uber.
Okay, that's nice. So far, so good. The hospitality.
But the Uber driver, after getting a look at the two of them, refused to drive them because they were so intoxicated.
They have that right.
It was at that point that the two sisters turned on each other for reasons known only to them. The older one called the younger one a bad mother and then slapped her hard. You're a bad mother. Then came the punches.
Oh, man, I wish I was there to see it.
At some point, the younger sister vomited.
Of course, that's why the Uber driver didn't want him in their car.
Security tried to separate the two sisters. But of course they got free.
Of course they did.
They charged at each other. Slipped in the puke. And fell into the bushes.
Jeez.
Incidentally, this all occurred outside the Cirque du Soleil tent.
I know exactly where that is.
The younger sister then decided it would be a good idea to take her dress off, probably because it was covered in puke. So all she had on were underpants and sandals, didn't have a bra. And the fight continued. Eventually, they rounded them up.
That's an e-ticket right there.
They were arrested for battery and domestic violence, but the DA chose not to pursue the case, and the charges were dropped, so both women are completely innocent.
This whole damn soft on crime. Do we have a picture of them?
No.
What?
And that's the news for today, Monday, February 14th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Bad mother.
You did. Yeah, out there fighting brawlers.
Yep.
Oh, boy. That was probably one of the best things that happened at that place that night.
Wearing panties and sandals.
Yeah, no bra.
Didn't have one.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Just one thing of note on the board. It is in North Fort Myers. We have a hit and run. The 200 block of Santa Barbara Street and Palomona Park. And you are up to date.
I'm telling you, I just don't see any way anybody would be Peyton Manning at bowling.
No. No Williams sister. No soccer player.
Mm-mm.
No Steve Buscemi.
She cried to the southern wind. But a love that pursued your end.
Yeah, they put this song in our head.
And you can't shake it.
I think we could give him a run for his money, but he'd win.
Oh, yeah. He's Peyton Manning.
You know, he could call down a turkey anytime he wanted to.
Yep.
See, I don't see a Williams sister doing that.
No.
Who brings a caddy to the bowling alley?
Who brings a what?
A caddy.
A bowling caddy?
Yeah.
What, one of the wheels and all that?
Yeah, I guess they had a golfer come in and he brought his caddy with him.
Oh, a golf caddy.
Yeah.
That'll help him, you know, where to place the shot.
That won't help you. You either got it or you don't.
Like Peyton Manning.
Yep. He looks like a bowler. See, Tom Brady might beat him on the golf course, but never at the bowling alley.
What was the name of that bowling alley?
Superior.
Superior Bowl?
Yeah. See, we'd go in there, and if Peyton wasn't around, that'd be our house. But he comes in, we know we're in over our heads.
That's right. We bow to the king.
Yeah. Eli doesn't bother me.
No.
Take him out.
No. You can distract him with a shiny coin.
Yep. I'd worry about that cupper, though.
Yeah. MVP. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Valentine's Day. Anybody? Anybody love Valentine's Day? Who here hates Valentine's Day? Yes! Yes! These are my people! Woo! Yes! I hate that. If Cupid were here, I'd rip off his wings and punch him in the diaper. Let's go. Yeah. Let me tell you why I hate Valentine's Day. Because a few years ago, on Valentine's night, I thought I would have a nice romantic evening in with a lady. But little did I know that that same night, her ex-boyfriend thought he would try to win her heart back. And being the sweet, romantic guy that he is, he thought the best way to do this would be to get all coked up and then jump through a window and try to murder me. Don't woo that. I know you fellas are thinking, like, why didn't I think of it? I know. There's always next year. Because you know what? It works. They're still together. It's great. Don't feel sorry for me, though, because, you know, I got a cash settlement out of the deal. And I'll tell you this right now. Getting stabbed actually pays better than comedy. So.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Yeah, well, you gotta, for those participating, you gotta say Happy Valentine's.
I opted out. I'm wearing a mask. Can't be around people.
Right.
It's unsafe.
Junior, did you get a Valentine's Day card, or did you give a...
Valentine's swipe, because God knows we set him up on the Bumble.
Yeah.
With that great picture you took.
Yeah.
And you know what? He won't admit it on the air, but he posted that picture everywhere.
That was a good picture.
He posted it on all of his social media.
It was a good picture. I'll give you that.
But see, when we were trying, it was like pulling teeth because you thought we were trying to set you up or something when I could clearly see, rather than a picture of you fake working with fake headphones on, you got real headphones on, you got the maps behind you, you look like someone important.
Thanks.
Did it work?
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. No.
Well, as long as you were pleased with the photo.
Yeah.
That was a nice photo.
You know, normally you'd have to go to like an Owen Mills.
Yeah, to get one of those done professionally like that.
Yeah, gotta be alone on Valentine's.
Well, there are worse things, believe me.
Yes, yeah.
Just imagine, Junior, that instead of being alone on Valentine's, that you've been dating someone for somewhere between 4 and 6 months, and their expectations are very high.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
So don't be sad.
Yeah, it's when he put it that way.
Oh, that's what I do on a daily basis. I think, you know, sometimes it's lonely around here. I don't even have a pet. But then what I do is I think of the alternative.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? It's not so bad. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for
that have yourself a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Play a video game, read a book, watch a football game, and it all goes away.
My wife is cooking me dinner tonight for Valentine's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's
cooking me dinner.
But think about how long it took you to find that woman.
Oh, and she's not...
I mean, you had to wait for her to be born.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. But yeah, and she's not... She comes from a family of card givers.
Mm.
And I'm trying to get her out of it. Because it's not just a card for your birthday and a card at Christmas. It's a card for happy St. Patrick's
Day. Well, see,
the
problem is when you get into the card giving...
Happy Arbor Day.
When you get into the card giving game, there's that reciprocity.
And
I don't think she realizes it, but she sends out a St. Patty's Day card, and somebody's probably pleased to receive it, but then thinks, I didn't send her one. I've got to start a list for next year, because evidently St. Patty's cards are a thing.
Yeah, and, you know, just, you know, all kinds of cards.
Because when I receive a card, I'm no longer happy about it, because I think they're going to have hurt feelings, because they're expecting reciprocity, and they're not getting it.
But she's making me. I did send her flowers to her work because they love flowers at their work.
Yeah, so they could make a scene over it.
Yeah.
If you had the flowers delivered to the house, you would still receive some credit.
But not a full credit.
No.
And the thing is...
Because they want to be, you know, at their desk and somebody come up and go, oh my God, they're so beautiful. I know, it's my husband.
I will tell you this, and Haney and I have known them. Women in the office place. You got little Becky Lynn over at her desk, and her boyfriend or husband will send her flowers. But across the way is Kathy, and she has two bouquets delivered. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's a Cindy over there,
one up
and she has three. Yep. And then it turns into an office competition of who's got the most flowers at their desk.
Because that reflects how much the man loves you.
Right. And then we've known the ones that have had, let's just say they have their regular boyfriend and a couple of satellite boyfriends, mm-hmm. and they all deliver to the office on Valentine's Day.
Well, that becomes fun because then it's like an office episode of Sex and the City, wondering who sent what.
And then, you know.
Who was that from, Mr. Big?
I thought
he died on a Peloton.
And then they remove the cards. So that nobody peeks and, you know, say Steve does come in to see his girlfriend and wants to know who the flowers from Rob are, with
so
all my love.
Is that impressive, or does that then turn office gossip into, oh, what a whore?
Oh, there are women.
Is that romantic, or is that whorish?
The women that...
Because you got men competing for her attention,
women that didn't get flowers or may have gotten one bouquet from their betrothed...
The bare minimum.
Automatically look at the one with 3-4 bouquet arrangements as a whore.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.